Welcome back to Sports Day, and for Train, where's training your future? It is fantastic to have Stacey Francis-Bayman on our program from our West Coast Fever, fresh on the back of being picked in the English Roses squad ahead of the Commonwealth Games. Stace, welcome to the show. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
How nice is it to be included at least in the squad ahead of the Commonwealth Games?
Yes, it is always a privilege to be surrounded by so many other fantastic athletes. And yeah, the ultimate goal this year is to be able to go to another Commonwealth Games. And so to make the squad is an incredibly important step to be able to do that.
So Stacey, given the fact that you're heading across for what's going to be an exciting time in the middle of the year and getting closer by the day, but also a couple of other Fever players are going to be representing Australia. So I'm sure there's been a bit of banter on that front.
Yeah, we haven't actually spoken about it that much. There's definitely lots of congratulations when people make their respective country squads or have individual achievements. But I'm certain that as soon as the season finishes and we're all putting on different coloured dresses, that there's going to be no love lost when we step out on court, potentially against each other.
Yeah, and what about you heading back to the UK? A sense of romance or excitement, being sentimental in any way, or is it just business?
No, I think it means a lot. Like I really, really want to be selected to be able to go to another Commonwealth Games. I wasn't a member of the squad that won gold in the Gold Coast, and Birmingham is my hometown. So it's where I was born, where I grew up. And so there's a real, there's a huge amount of emotion and sentimentality actually around this Commonwealth Games. So lots to play for.
And Stace, it's a long time ago since Delhi in 2010, right? And it's great to still be, I'm sure, at the top of your game, still playing a very high level of netball.
Yes, I have been around the netball scene for quite a while now, but I certainly wouldn't have been playing if I didn't feel like I was still able to compete at the highest level and also still learning something. I think every season that I've been out here in SSN has been completely different. I've been challenged in a different way, whether it's physically or mentally. And I think I played Delhi, I played Glasgow, where we came away empty-handed, and then to have also not been involved with the team that won gold 4 years ago, an awful lot of ambition and certainly still a lot more left in this old girl.
Oh, that led me into my next question. You said this, a lot of energy left in this old girl. I'm not going to reveal your age, of course, here, Stace, but are you talking 2 or 3 years? You think you can still go around at the top level?
Well, I guess it really depends on how hard each game is as to how much energy is depleted from that store. But, I don't know. To be honest, this year is the first year that I've really set some kind of short and medium-term goals and been quite vocal and outspoken about trying to hit those, the first being a premiership with West Coast Fever and then the second being a gold medal with England. I think being a bit a more mature athlete, you certainly take all of the opportunities that are right in front of you and try not to think too far ahead.
Now, having a look at a couple of your teammates this week, Janelle Fowler and goal attack Sasha Glasgow have both been recognised for their contributions in Sunday's win over Collingwood. Selection in the Round 8 Team of the Week, not bad.
No, definitely not bad. I don't think there's been a team of the week that hasn't featured Janelle in it. And I think she certainly takes all of the accolades and her performances in her stride. But she is absolutely incredible at what she does. And I think continues to grow and hasn't even hit her capacity. And similarly, Sasha Glasgow is on just a meteoric rise this season and I think has found a fantastic home at West Coast Fever. And her confidence is sky high, which I think you can see when she's out there performing.
Now, Stacey, the Pride match this Saturday is against Lightning at 3 p.m. our time at USC Stadium. And you are the Pride ambassador for Fever. What does that mean to you?
To be honest, I think last year was such a different experience. I was kind of making a bit of an individual statement in terms of the colours that I wore in my hair and the style that I wore in my hair to celebrate Pride Month. And so I think to have just travelled one season and for there to be a game and a partnership between West Coast Fever and Sunshine Coast Lightning this season, to have a whole game dedicated towards Pride and celebrating the diversity and the inclusion that netball a place that netball should be for everybody is incredibly exciting, and it's a cause that's very close to my heart and I'm really passionate about. And I think to be able to bring my authentic self to my work environment every single day makes me a healthier, happier human and netballer.
And Stacey, off the back of that, given you've been in netball for quite some time, how much has the game or society changed in that space where inclusiveness, diversity is now accepted, embraced, instead of the alternative?
I think to netball's credit, and certainly throughout my whole experiences, both from grassroots and in England and in Australia, I've always found netball to be an incredibly diverse and inclusive space. I think the game is moving forward in leaps and bounds, especially in terms of like gender inclusion, the men's game, and is being adopted by governing bodies as well as by SSN teams in terms of having formalised partnerships with some of the guys as train-ons. But netball really is a safe and inclusive space for lots of people, and I think it's important that we get behind and publicly champion causes like Pride, so that everybody sees that it's not just something that we assume and we rest on our laurels. It's a place for learning, in education, and also continuing to push and strive to move the sport forward.
Stace, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck against the Lightning on Saturday. Take care.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good on you. Stacey Francis-Bayman there, 3 p.m. Western Standard Time. The match gets underway, West Coast Fever against the Lightning. Train West, Perth's leading registered training organisation, specialising in training and safety services. Visit trainwest.com.au. Skate, let's get into On This Day for Baron O'Day, because the little things are everything.
Now, of course, we know, Cal, that in WA, it was Shelley Taylor-Smith who was her own superfish. But on this day in 1997, Susie Maroney became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida. That's a massive achievement, long-distance swimming, and some of the objects and some of the smells and sights she would have encountered between Cuba and Florida doesn't begin thinking about. But on this day, thanks to Barra and O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments, because the little things are everything.
Beautiful, mate. Now, what we'll do next is touch base with David Short from Tab Touch and get into our Chase for Charity. Stay with us.